Okay, we're up to a new simon, simon samach tes, dine tilas mincha. Before we begin, I want to go over one yisoy that I came across yesterday with regard to tilas aderech from Rav Ashkenazi in the sefer on has on tzfila. We learned the sefer a few. We mentioned the sefer a few times. He has a very interesting explanation of one of the halachas that we learned in his tilas aderech. One of the issues, one of the controversies in Tfilas HaDerech is how often do you say Tfilas HaDerech when you're going on a long trip? If you're traveling cross country and your trip will take, let's say, 3-4 days, so do you say, how often do you say Tfilas HaDerech? I know I have a friend, he lives in Dallas, he comes at least once a year. So he used to fly. But no more, because he comes with all his kids, and Baruch Hashem, he has a whole collection of kids, and he can't afford to buy a ticket for every single kid. So he drives. He told me it's a big trip. It's a big, I don't know how long it takes, some few days. He stops over. So when you're traveling, let's say, over a period of time of 3-4 days, do you say Tfilas HaDerech when you leave the first time, and that's it? Or do you say Tfilas HaDerech every single day? In the morning, when you wake up, you stop over in a motel, and you resume your commute. When you get into the car, or when you daven in the morning, you say Tfilas HaDerech again. And if you do say it again, do you say it with a bracha? Do you say the full version with the Chasim Baruch Ato Hashem Shoymea Tefila? So this is a machlokes hapoiskim. There are different opinions. Some hold you should say it every single day with a bracha. It depends on the day. And some say no, it depends on the trip. You only say the bracha when you begin the trip. If the trip takes multiple days, so what? You only say it once. Halacha l'maaseh, the most poskim advise that you should say it once when you begin the trip, but you should say it every day in the morning without the chasima, when you daven Shmona Esrei in the Shema Koleinu. Before you conclude Shema Koleinu, you should insert the Yehi Ratzon in the tefillah. So Ashkenazi explains what is the debate, what is the root, the issue which the poskim deal with when they debate this question about how often one should say Tfilas HaDerech. And this is a very interesting insight. The Chakira, the issue is Tfilas HaDerech an extension of Tfilah, or is Tfilas HaDerech a din on the Derech? It's no different than if you see lightning. Everyone agrees that if you hear thunder, you see lightning, you make a bracha. Or if you see a new tree, in Nisan, when it begins to blossom, at the end of Adar, you make a bracha. Making a bracha on thunder and lightning, making a bracha on Birchas Ilanos, has absolutely nothing to do with davening. You daven 3 times a day, that's it. And there's also something called Birchas Ilanos. There's something called the Brach on Thunder and Lightning. Has nothing to do with each other. Is that the Pshat? So Tfilas HaDerech is the same thing. Tfilas HaDerech is a din on the road. If I'm traveling on the road, I'm traveling cross country, it's just like I saw thunder and lightning. It's like I saw a rainbow. It's like I saw a tree for the first time. It has absolutely nothing to do with davening 3 times a day. Or maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe Tfilas HaDerech is a chelik of tefillah. And the biggest proof is, what is the chasim of the bracha? Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei HaTefillah. It's a chelik, it's really, really, it belongs in the Nusach HaTefillah. It belongs part of the Shemona Esrei. There really should be a 19th bracha or a 20th bracha where we are mevakish and we go on our trips and we travel. We should be safe and secure.
Why don't you apply that to lightning and thunder?
No. Lightning and thunder, everyone agrees. No, everyone agrees. We have to deal with that issue separately. But everyone agrees that there's thunder and lightning, and that category of brachas has nothing to do with davening. Zero zilch. Zero. But Tfilas HaDerech, traveling, is something which everyone does. It's a natural part of life to travel. A person's whole life is a mashal to a derech, on a journey to a destination. So is Tfilas HaDerech a chelik of tefillah? Or is Tfilas HaDerech thunder and lightning? L'may nafkemina, how often one should say Tfilas HaDerech? If you learn that Tfilas HaDerech is like thunder and lightning, it's nothing to do with tefillah, so this is, you say it once. If I'm going on a trip, my trip's going to take me 1 week, and I start out on Sunday, I make the bracha, and that's it. It's one journey. It's one journey. I stop over a couple of times. I'm going to reach one destination. But if Tfilas HaDerech is an extension of Tfilah, so just like Tfilah, you stop three times a day, and Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah, likewise, when you say Tfilas HaDerech, today I'm still on the trip, I'm still traveling, so I say Tfilas HaDerech. I'm going to say Tfilas HaDerech again. It's a chelik of Tfilah. This is the point of disagreement among the poskim as to the issue of how often one should say Tfilas HaDerech. Those that lean towards the side that you should say Tfilas HaDerech much more often are of the opinion that Tfilas HaDerech is an extension of the Nusach of Tfilah. Mainly, you say it every single day. In fact, I don't remember the name of the gadol, but I saw one of the sermon recorded. There was a gadol that if he went on even on a vacation, he went on a vacation to Switzerland, and he was only going to be there for 2 weeks. So let's say he went to a chasana. So the goal was he's going to leave his home, and he's going to be there for a week or two, whatever it is, and come back. The entire 2 weeks, he said Tfilah Sadech, the Yehi Ratzon, he holds he should say the Yehi Ratzon in the Shemaya Tfilah. You don't say the Chasim, the Bracha, but every single day that you are away from your primary residence, I live in America, I live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going away for 3 weeks, for whatever reason, and I'm going and I'm coming back, every single day that I am away from my primary residence, the first day when I leave, I say a Bracha B'fnei Atzma, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemaya Tfilah. But every single day until I arrive home at my front door in the Shemona Esrei during Shachris, you hear the Yehi Ratzon before you say Kiata Shemaya Tfilas.
Before he was stationary.
Yeah.
Day 2, 3, 4.
Doesn't matter. You're away. You're considered to be on a journey. If you are away from your primary residence, you are considered to be on a journey. You may enjoy it. You may stop over. It may be safe and secure. Maybe more safe and secure than living at home. It doesn't matter. You are on a journey, and you have a requirement to
say every morning with
thousand film during the Shemaya Tfilah, because this approach. If you follow this opinion, it works with the assumption, with the yesod, that Tfilas HaDerech is an extension of Tfilah. But those poskim that don't approve of this approach, and they'd say that what he is saying so many brachas, what he's saying in Shemona Esrei, don't do that. You say it once in Zehu, are of the opinion Tfilas HaDerech is a din on the road. Tfilas HaDerech is like thunder and lightning. Nothing to do with Tfilah. You go on a journey, you say it once, you're finished.
I always think of it 30 days. That's when we would have to put a
mezuzah
in a new place, something like that.
I don't know.
People go away to Florida for 6 months.
So that becomes really their primary residence. You're going to be away for 30 days. If you're going to a new destination, you're going to spend your new destination 30 days. That new destination, going for Florida for 3 months. Florida is your primary residence. That's already different. But if you're going for a short trip, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a week. I'm going for a simcha in Switzerland. I'm going on a vacation. Ben Hazman, we're going to go to Arizona. We're going to check out the desert in Arizona. So then, it's not your primary residence. Then that will be the issue. It's a beautiful yisoid. Beautiful yisoid fataych. What is Tfilas HaDerech? This is the founding in the.
Did you see lightning in an hour? You lightning again? You see the.
No, once a day. Because that's I tell you back, storm. If it's one storm, you say it once per storm. But if the clouds disperse, and now it's a new storm, you say it multiple times. Nechanami, it's not dependent on the, storm, on the heftza, on the object. What's the object? The clouds, the storm, the conditions, the weather conditions. One storm requires one bracha. Okay, let's now go to a new. Siman. Okay, the laws of mincha. The laws of mincha are interesting. I would say, why is it? Because it's practical. We come across it every single day. A person should be meticulous with regard to davening mincha. Sheharei loinene Eliyahu ella b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shenemar, Eliyahu was answered. Eliyahu is mavakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu should silence the Ovdei HaBaal. Should silence the Ovdei HaBaal. Hashem should perform a miracle and a fire shall come down from heaven and consume the paros that were offered in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu's bakasha was answered during mincha time. Shenemar vahi ba'alois ha-mincha. It was when he offered up the meal offering. But the Gemara Chazal interpret this to mean, doesn't this mean the meal offering? It means the Zman Mincha, Vayigash Eliyahu. Eliyahu came forward and he made a request, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the request, and the fire came out of heaven, and the Ovdei HaBaal were silenced. V'atam, why is it so? Why is Mincha so special? What advantage does Mincha have over Shacharis and Ma'ariv? V'atam, Shetfilas HaMincha Hi Chashuva Kol Kach B'mnei Ki Tfilas HaShachar Zmano Yodua. Shacharis is the beginning of the day. It's easy to daven Shacharis. It's the first thing you do in the morning. You're not yet distracted. Even though today we live in a very complicated world, email and texting, every first thing people do, probably 99% of people do when they get up in the morning, what do? They check their email. Before they wash negelvasa, they're already checking. Who's going to send you an email in the middle of the night? Let's be realistic now. The only email you get in the middle of the night is spam.
It's
spam. Or you'll get some message, the UPS, that your order has been shipped. You'll get some nonsense. So that's so important. What are you checking for? Well, let's say after Shabbos. So you're from Israel. Right, okay. Or if you work, but today we live in a global world. So yeah, I mean, I work with people, so they live all over the world. And so you know, they're sending you, everyone has different times. And it's true, okay. Like I know people, like if someone was, let's say Shabbos. What are you running to the email list? Before you make Havdalah, you have to check your email. Who sent you an email over Shabbos? Okay, so you're telling me, yeah, I've got you, you work with Goyim, yeah, you in the office, in business. But the shul, the shul and the yeshiva didn't send you an email over Shabbos. Right, give them a few minutes till Shabbos is over to send out some important information. So what's the emergency? Okay, so again, there are emergencies. I shouldn't say there are no emergencies. There are emergencies, but we live in a world full of distractions and what Chazal would never conceive of are certainly issues. So let's go further. So therefore, according to the Kitzur Chanoch, according to Chazal, Shacharis is easy because the distractions of the day have not yet begun. And it's easy. It's known. When you wake from your bed, you can daven right away before you are distracted. Likewise, tilas arvis b'leilas mani yedua. The day is over. At least it used to be over in the olden days. Today people first get started at night. From your dealings. Aval tilas amincha hi. It's the hardest thing. He be'oit shayim gadol. The day is young. A person is tired, he's busy. A person has to remove distractions from his heart and that's why the reward for breaking away from your activities, there is great reward. Okay, halacha days. Let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. I looked over some of the Piskei Tshuvas. Okay. Okay. Just one interesting thing about davening with Tzibur. Okay, it's davening. It's a very beginning to daven Mincha with Tzibur. If you can, not always people who work hard. It's not so easy to daven b'tzibur, but obviously what it says over here in the kitzur is multiplied many times with regard to going to a minyan for mincha. Base ikar zmanihi b'teisha shos. Now we come to something very controversial, which many people told in our generation you don't see people do at all. But ikar zman, it's even hard to find a minyan that davens mincha ketana. But the ikar zmanihu b'teisha shos mechso l'mal. According to the kitzur shulchan aruch, there are other opinions that we'll discuss. But the ikar zman da mincha is 9.5 hours into the day. The he nikreis, this is called mincha ketana. Now why is that the best time to have mincha? Because that's when the carbon tamid was offered every single day. They offer the carbon tamid at 9.5 hours into the day. And that is Teishas Mechsel Lumafan. He nikres Mincha Ketan. Vushas Adchak. Kegoin Shehut Sarach Lotzei Sladerech. So you have 2.5 hours yet until sunset. So let's remind, 2.5 hours before sunset is the ideal time to daven mincha. For how long? We'll see in a few moments. For 1 hour and 15 minutes. So the ideal time, according to the Ketas Shulchan Aruch, daven mincha every single day is 1 hour and 15 minutes during the day. When during the day is that 1 hour and 15 minutes? Starts exactly 2.5 hours before sunset. Now we say 2 hours, we mean shows zmanios, which is a variable which gets smaller and larger during the winter. In the summer, though, summer it's larger, and the winter obviously it's shorter. Let's go in shoot circle now. When are you allowed to daven mincha early? To daven mincha gedola, which means like a half an hour after midday, or to daven right before sunset. That's only b'shas hatchak. B'shas hatchak, go in shoot circle lot says laderech. Osho who tzorch lechol, a person needs to eat. Yochel espal miyad la'achar she shos emechsa. So b'di eved, you can daven mincha the earliest time, a half an hour after Chatzos, which depending upon the year is 12:30, so 1:30, 1:45, and so on and so forth. The indicates mincha gedola. Now he's going back to the ikazman. What is the ikazman da mincha? The ikazman da mincha is plag mincha, 2.5 hours before sunset. How long can you da mincha? Ideally, for 1 hour and 15 minutes. The hemshach zmane hi lechatchila at shah revius, 1 hour and 15 minutes. That's called plag hamincha. Plag hamincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. So plag hamincha means half. Plag means to divide. We look at mincha ketana. Mincha ketana is 9.5. That's 2.5 hours before sunset. Take that 2.5 hours and cut it in half. Plag. Plag mincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Ki mishas mincha ketana ad halayla hu shtei shos sumechsa. Hachitzi mize, half of that, he shah revius 1 hour and 15 minutes. Ubidiyavet, oi b'shas hatchak, yochol l'spal al tzei tzakachavim, but if you can't do it, you can daven until after 1 hour and 15 minutes, within the last 1 hour and 15 minutes, you can daven as well. V'chein oi hagimat b'roiv hakihilois shemispal mincha samach l'layla. Most people daven mincha not during the ideal time, they daven right before it gets dark. V'shos elutz, obviously, zawus him v'shos zemanios, depending upon the length of the day, the way the kids defines shows manios is not from dawn to dusk, but from sunrise to sunset. Ad shkiyas until sunset. Mischalik hayom l'shnei masa chalakim 12 parts. V'im hayom gadol shmona es sheshos. V'im hayom gadol the hour the day is 18 hours. A shach mechza nechshev l'shah. That's the max. Then you're going to have 1.5 hours will be equal to 1 hour of shos manios for now. What? The earliest time a half now after chatzis.
What does the half an hour do?
Why? Because you can't be exact. Because Chazal say it's impossible to be exact when it's Chatzos. Because if you daven exactly Chatzos, you may end up davening before Chatzos. And before Chatzos, lo yotza. I feel be the evid. If you daven for a different, Chazal said, in order that you should not make a mistake, you should wait a half an hour after Chatzos, so you can be absolutely certain that it's that's over. Be the evid, if you daven after Chatzos, yotza. But if you daven before Chatzos, lo yotza. So Chazal say, you're not allowed to daven chatchila until 1.5 hours. Now, what's called a half an hour? So there are a lot of chiluki deis on this. When you say a half an hour after chatzos, the chiluki deis, does that mean a half an hour shows zmanios, or does it mean a half an hour? The only reason why daven after half an hour is because of a chumra. So you can take the average half an hour. The average half an hour is 30 minutes. So many poskim say you only have to wait 30 minutes after chatzos. Whatever chatzos is 1 o'clock or 1:01 or 1:02, sometimes it can be 1:12, whatever it is, you only have to wait a half an hour. Some are machmir, it's a very big chumra, and they wait a half an hour, shows zmanios after chatzos. When I was in yeshiva years ago, they used to only wait a half an hour, 30 minutes. 30 minutes after Chatzos, they would daven mincha. And then came along the Kanoim, and they were mach, and they convinced the Gaboyim or the Rosh Yeshiva that we have to be machmir, that we have to wait a half an hour shows zmanios after Chatzos. So in the long days of the summer,
the half an hour is a chumra.
Exactly. So I told you.
Right. So 10 minutes should be good enough. Also.
But Chazal don't allow that. Chazal say you have to wait a half an hour. So most poskim say it's enough to wait 30 minutes. When you have, since holding is a chumra to wait, just make sure that the sun has gone to the other side. We've passed over, so you only have to wait an average half an hour. What's an average half an hour? 30 minutes. There's no need to go and count. Well, today, the day is 18 hours, so we have to wait 45 minutes. You don't have to do that. So no, some say you do have to do that. Some say that every single day the half now depends on the Shazan.
The beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei or the end of the Shemoneh Esrei?
The beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei counts. Or really the truth is any part. The beginning, really is what counts. That's what is mashma. So you want to say that you're going to get to the end of Shemoneh Esrei during it's no, that's not an excuse. You have to wait. Yeah.
Why is it called Katana Gedola?
Because Gedola means the day is young. The day.
Katana is preferred over Gedola. Right.
Katana, yes. There's no question. Katana is preferred. Basically, we all do not follow what it says here because all of us daven. Most of us, I can't say everyone. Most of us daven either Mincha Gedola, which is the earliest time possible, or we daven the latest time possible, right before sunset. Very rarely do you find people going to. It's not convenient at all, right? It's not all convenient. And especially it changes every single day. And the reason why it's not convenient is primarily because anyway you're gonna have to, if you want to daven bizman, anyway you're gonna have to go and adjust your schedule every single day to daven at a minyan when the sun sets. But the reason why it's not convenient is because you want to daven ma'arif. You want a package deal. So you want to daven mincha and you want to go daven ma'arif. If you're going to daven mincha at mincha kitana, so it's you can't daven ma'arav yet because it's still the sun is still shining. You feel guilty davening ma'arav so early. You can, but you have a daven ma'arav. You can daven ma'arav afterwards. He's going to discuss that. He's in the tarti the sasra. He's going to discuss that. It's called tarti the sasra. So, but you can tarti the sasra. But you can do that as well. Okay, we'll come back a little bit later on. But we unfortunately are not nizer in this halacha. We daven mincha gedola, we daven before sunset. Now, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch makes us feel guilty because he makes it very clear that's the ideal time to daven. However, I have a long list of poskim, a very, very long list here he presents, that says don't feel guilty. It's a lechatchila to daven mincha gedola, or it's a lechatchila to daven right before the sun sets. So it's a matter of opinion. Everything in halacha is a machlokes. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch also make it very clear the ideal time is mincha ketana. Many poskim say no. Other opinions, gedola or sunset. Yeah.
Spared them.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, during the summer, Talmud Myrick at 7 o'clock.
No matter what.
The whole,
no matter what.
Yeah.
So sometimes, and when did they daven mincha?
I don't know.
Before,
that's fine. You are allowed to daven ma'ariv after mincha kitana. After plag ha-mincha, you can daven ma'ariv. He's going to discuss that. It's a whole simon about ma'ariv the next simon. You are allowed to daven ma'ariv lichatchila after plag mincha. An hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. Of course, you have to say Kriya Shema again. Absolutely.
Early Shabbos.
We daven early Shabbos. We daven after plag mincha. We daven an hour and 15 minutes. We daven an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Now, the only problem is now once we're discussing this issue is, but if you want to daven, an early Shabbos, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you can't daven mincha in that same time slot. Because if you want to treat the hour and 15 minutes before sunset as nighttime, so it's too late to daven mincha. You have to daven mincha before plag mincha. You have to make sure, you have to quote some shuls. There are many shuls that do this. They calculate, if you want to make an early Shabbos, the early Shabbos, it fluctuates. It's not a set time, 7 o'clock standard or 6:30 the whole year. Because they're getting, if you can have a standard time, you will inevitably come to a point in time where you'll be davening both mincha and ma'ariv within an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's called tarte de sasre. If that time slot has been designated by you as nighttime, it's too late to daven mincha. And if you want to still daven mincha, then you have to wait until after sunset to daven ma'ariv. It's too early to daven ma'ariv. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have both during the same time slot. But we do it anyway. There's always a heter. You can sell your lungs to a guy and you can smoke away all you want. There's always a heter. So there's something called, now in the degree of heter, there are different madrigos. The one who discussed this at great length is the Minag Yisrael Torah. The Minag Yisrael Torah has a nice discussion about the idea of Tarte de Sasre, and he says he finds all the heter, but we should be aware that there are two different dargois of heter. There's a heter for Shabbos. Shabbos has its own special heter, and then there's during the week. So even those who are very lenient during a Friday night to make an early Shabbos and violate Tarte de Sasre and daven both Mincha and Marv within an hour and 15 minutes before sunset are not so lenient during the week, during Yimei Chol, to also daven Mincha Marv an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Then they should be more careful. You daven Mincha before sunset, and you daven Maariv after sunset. Most shuls today are like that. Most shuls, they daven Mincha 10 minutes before sunset, and then they daven Maariv after sunset. So that's fine. They daven Maariv, you have to say a Kriya Shema because it's not yet nighttime, but at least you're not violating Tarte de Sasre. Sunset is a critical moment in time that separates day and night. But within the last hour and 15 minutes before sunset, if you want to daven Maariv, go right ahead. No one's stopping you. You can daven Maariv then. But you can't, you should not daven Mincha. You should daven Mincha more than an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's a violate Tarte de Sasre.
I'm trying to think, like, in the late summer when Shabbos candlelighting is 8:15, 8:20. That means sun, Shkia is 8:30, 8:35.
Okay, let's put a number.
So somebody's davening already at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and they finish Mincha, what, 15 minutes, quarter to 7. So if you figure it out, quarter to 7, hour and a quarter after that, then nowhere into Plaga Mincha to start Meirav. They're davening Meirav even before Plaga Mincha. Is that acceptable?
Well, I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, Erev Shabbos is...
No, you can't daven Meirav, but you can't daven Meirav before Plaga Mincha. That's a given.
But people...
No, that... No,
the candle lighting is 8:15.
Yeah. So sunset is...
And a quarter to seven.
But Shozmani is... During the summertime, Shozmani is a very, very long. It's more than an hour. And Shozmani is like an hour, hour and...
Candlelight.
Right, so candlelight. So what time is sun? Let's say sunset is 8:40. What's the latest sunset? The latest sunset is about 8:30. 8:30. So already at 7 o'clock... Already at 7, that's an hour and a half. During the long summer days, it's an hour and a half. So an hour and 15 minutes, so you don't even an hour and 45 minutes. An hour in the summertime is an hour and a half.
Okay, so
you have an hour and 15 minutes. Now, so it's more like, it's almost like 2 hours you have.
You couldn't daven Maariv.
So you can already daven Maariv at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, right? 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. At 6:30, you already can daven. You can already make an early Shabbos. If sunset is at 8:30, theoretically, you can already be mekabel Shabbos approximately a little bit later than 6:30. You can already be mekabel Shabbos because in the summertime, the hours are very long, and you have a halachic time of an hour and 15 minutes. Translate an hour and 15 minutes into Shozmanius, you're dealing with close to 2 hours.
Okay.
So if sunset is 8:30, already at 6:30, you can say Baruch Hu. You can already say Baruch Hu at 6:30.
You can daven up to Baruch Hu and the Chunranana and all the...
I don't know the answer. Is that called Kabbalah Mizmor? Maybe at least Mizmor Shir. At least Mizmor Shir, you should wait. Kabbalah Shabbos really begins with Mizmor Shir. L'chun Aran is not yet. You're not the Kabbalah Shabbos. So if you Mizmor Shir is right before Baruch Hu, how much is it before Baruch Hu already? Malik, what are you going to already say? Kegavna. How long will it take you to say Kegavna? That may you say Kegavna? You say Gavna.
Yeah,
you know what it means?
Gavna, it
you can translate all the words for me?
even if you know what the English words mean, it still doesn't mean the concept, the field of the sacred.
He's really a chassid at heart. You know that? Yeah, you have Nitiyas, the chassidus.
My name is that Pratapuchi.
The concept of how 12 hour day comes. 12 hours.
It's a big mystery. 12 hour. It appears to be a secular concept, correct?
It's probably Greek or something like that.
So, is there any makar in halacha? So, the answer is, it seems that there is a makar, because it comes from Koheles. There is such a medrash that in the Koheles there are 28 etim. Ace. There are 28 etim, and the medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch created the world, there were only 6 days. And each day had 28 itim. 28, 28. So it's why, and Hashem said, you know what? We have to make a Shabbos, so we're going to have a fundraising event, and each day is going to a sponsor, is going to be a corporate sponsor for the Holy Shabbos. And each day gave away 4 of its 28 itim. So 6 times 4 is 24, and thus every day was reduced to 24, and Shabbos had 24. So you see from this. This is an ancient Chazal. This predated the Greeks. It predated, so you see already in Koheles, you see already the numbers of 28 with 24 have already been expressed. I don't know the details. It's a very good point. Where do you find a Makar in Torah, 12 hours and the number 12? It's a round number. It's divisible.
By everything except 7 and 11.
Okay, I don't
know. 12 for collective Davinuchah.
Mincha, when it's not daylight savings, you 12:30. You can't down before 12:30.
I was by the Chaim Kanievsky. It was Purim time.
Yeah,
12 o'clock.
You down at 12 o'clock, but maybe Chatzos is 11:30.
Yeah. When the shortest winter, we know.
I don't know the answer. Chaim can't. He's not going to daven more than halfway, half an hour. 12. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go a little bit further. Okay, show mercy. Okay, also lahaskil. Okay, now let's just do one a little bit more. There's a lot to discuss. Okay, so we have over here plaka mincha. Okay, let's just go a little bit further. I'm going to say one thing. Let's talk about plaka mincha. Just one thing he mentions here in the Piskei Tshuvas. The Piskei Tshuvas mentions that many yeshivas say daven plag mincha. They daven at 1:30. But doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch he's supposed to daven a plag mincha? And not everyone in the yeshiva is from all their opinions, but l'chor you should follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So he says here in the name of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, as that's the Mishnah Berurah, let me read you, it says that Bittul Torah is a very powerful factor in being lenient in davening mincha earlier or later. So therefore, many yeshivas, since it's not convenient for the seder, if you have a yeshiva, if you have a serious yeshiva and you really want there to be a serious second seder, people should sit and learn for a significant block of time, 4 or 5 hours, undisturbed. But you're going against what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says you should daven plaga mincha. That would mean every single day they would have to stop in the middle of learning in order to daven mincha. It would definitely take away from the quality of learning. So that Bittul Torah is, without question, makes davening mincha early a lichatchila. You can daven mincha, if you're in a yeshiva, you can daven mincha lichatchila at 1:30, whatever the earliest man is. But that basically means, but if you're not in learning, you're working, you're in business, you don't have that excuse. So then you should daven, if you have a minyanim and you have a flexible schedule, no one's telling you what to do, you are your own boss, and you're not learning during the day, you're working, then Shulchan Aruch comes back, what it says here in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the ideal time to daven. You have to always keep in mind what is the ikar, what's the tafel. We're so brainwashed, because we all, Baruch Hashem, went to yeshiva, we all daven at 1:30 or 1:45, the earliest man, and this becomes part of our life as we become adults. It's not necessarily true. The only reason why it was done in yeshiva that way was because Bittul Torah. If you're not anymore in yeshiva and you're busy with other things, you have to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the ideal time should be mincha ketan. That's the point he makes here.
People work today.
So obviously, it's not enough. There's not enough people that are able to do this because people are very. Many people who work have a serious job can't even daven mincha with a minyan. That's the reality. Worse than that, people who have serious jobs can't even daven shachris with a minyan. You have real B'nai Torah who are real, they can't daven, many of them can't, they have real, to make a real parnasa, a real job, no one's supporting you, no one's helping you out, and you have a serious job, and you have 5 kids, you have to go take to school and do all these things. It's not so easy to daven shachris with a minyan. I once walked into a shtibel, and I saw a very chashuv person daven the entire shachris. I timed it, must have been 14 minutes. I came home and I spoke Lashon Hara. I told this person happens to have 14 children. So I came home and I told my mother, I can't, what a chil Hashem. This guy is known to be mamish, you know, big Talmud Chacham. He's a young guy, but he was known to be a big Talmud Chacham. That's how he davens. He davens 14 minutes. I timed it. I saw what he did. Some mother says, when you have 14 children, you learn how to daven Shacharis in 12 minutes. Don't be so quick to judge people when you have 14 children. What needs to be done?
I said, so you're leaving soon. He said, how do you know? I said, because I davened Mincha Meir together. I see by your speed, you know, he's. I see you davened Shacharis and Mincha together.
Okay, so this is just a very interesting point. Yitzhar, I don't even know you can find this neighbor. You find a Mincha Ketana Minyan? There's an official Mincha Ketana Minyan in this neighborhood? Erev Shabbos? Because you want to make an early Shabbos.
Yeah.
Mincha Ketana. Plag, and then right before Plaga Mincha. Right,
some of them do it at a straight time, 5 o'clock every year.
But during the week it's almost unheard of. Okay. Alright, let's just do one more halacha. Let's do one. Okay, one. We'll hop around one more halacha. Also, a lot of these halachas. What time is it? Okay. You know what? I want to do with you something else. So we'll take a little bit break. It's late, so we'll take a little break and then we'll resume.